Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson in for McCare. He'll be gone tomorrow as well, so you're stuck with me for one more day. He'll be back on Thursday. We're going to head out west, way out west. Well, not all the way to Montana by any means, but we're going to check in with John Sandbach, and he's the National Sunflower Association Executive Director. And I don't know if you're in Mandan, but are the offices are in Mandan, correct?
Yes, and I'm in Mandan today, so yes.
You are? Okay. I knew you're in the region, obviously, but do you live in Mandan, or are you just kind of in that area?
Actually, I live in Bismarck, just right across the river.
Oh, you do? Okay. No, I've been out there. Gotcha. I was thinking you were a little ways away, but all good. Well, John, you know, I actually got a little bit earlier from an extension agent, a little bit of a pat on the back for the sunflower industry, talking with Rick Schmidt in Oliver County, and they obviously had some really bad drought conditions in that state. And I asked him, well, was there one crop that actually was good or pretty darn good this year? And want to guess what he said?
Sunflowers.
He did say sunflowers. He said, actually, things look pretty good. So let's start there first before we got a bunch of different topics to talk about, and a lot of it is really good news for sunflowers. But as far as a whole and what you're hearing from the state of North Dakota, how is the sunflower crop for 2021?
Well, you know, it's been surprising. You know, I think producers are very happy that have started harvesting. There were a lot of folks that went out and they desiccated the crop here a week or two ago. And, you know, I just visited with the producer a little bit ago, or two this morning, one in the Courtney area, and he had 3,000 pound sunflowers on PP ground, 48.5 oil. And as you know, sunflowers, the one oil seed that does pay a premium for oil above 40. So he was extremely happy. And I just visited with another grower in the Christian area, and he's harvesting right now, 32-pound bushel weight, only 8.6% moisture, and things are just moving along. And he's thinking he's going to be in that 2,500 to 3,000-pound also. So
wow.
Just some really, you know, just really good positive stories.
And we hope we don't see a drought like this again. I mean, it was awful for a lot of different places, but there was also some good stories out there. But if there's going to be one crop that I'm aware of, sunflowers are able to kind of fight that severe drought. It's not great, but certainly with that taproot can hang on.
Well, you know, indefinitely. And those are like, you know, just like really, you know, home runs. But, you know, I have talked to a lot of guys that are in that 1,500 to 2,000-pound range right now, which is still really decent. I mean, when you look at the national average, last year was 1,800 pounds. I mean, they're either not far off or they're slightly above. So, and I'm certain that there's going to be folks, too, that are going to have some tougher situations that just didn't get enough rain. And even a drought-tolerant plant like sunflower, you know, just couldn't fight through it. So,
yeah, there's some places that just was unattainable. But let's talk about some good news here. You and I were talking a bit earlier, and like a lot of crops, commodity prices are up, but sounds like some pretty darn good numbers for sunflowers right now.
Well, you know, we're at a 10-year high. The price of the crush plants topped out at about $32 here about a week or so ago, dropped down just slightly to $31.50, but still, that's still at a 10-year high. And when you look at the bird food market, there are some places that are paying up to $33 right now, 100 weight. So, you know, a lot of interest in sunflower to try to get that new crop seed in and start filling up the bins.
How are the export markets doing?
Well, you know, we started out a little bit slower. The pandemic did affect us somewhat, especially in our export markets. But domestically, we were very strong. And the export markets have really started to pick up. We're both ahead of last year at the same time for the in-shell confection seeds and for the kernel. I think we're up about like 14%. And on the oil side, we're up about 20-some percent. Exports to Canada have been just fantastic here in the last couple months. It's really starting to pick up steam. And I think people are... they're trying to get back into their normal routines. You know, they're trying to get back to the way life was before, you know, and starting to buy more products, going out more, and it just really benefited sunflower.
Have you been able to do, or the association been able to do a lot of traveling to kind of build that export market up, or are you still pretty restricted?
Well, you know, we have in previous years, we've worked really hard on that and developing a lot of these markets, especially Canada and Mexico. But, you know, with the travel restrictions that were in place, we weren't able to meet with our customers. But what we're doing a lot of is Zoom calls. And I know people are sick of Zoom calls, but hey, if you can't be there in person to visit with them,
right,
it's the next best thing. So, You know, and everybody kind of understands now that, that's the way things are going to be here for a little bit. But, you know, after the first of the year, we're hoping we can get back out on the road and start meeting with our customers and, you know, reassuring them on the supply that's going to be available next year.
Well, I will say this, and I know that there are companies out there, and, you know, if somebody's, like, across the state, they're supposed to have a meeting. Zoom calls probably are going to be a part of some of these companies' future because they found, wow, we can conduct these meetings and, you know, so on and so forth. But I will tell you this, it brings a smile to my face when we finally were able to go back out to the farms and walk around. It was kind of a big breath of fresh air, unless you're standing next to the cattle, but that's a little different story. I digress. But anyway, it is nice to be able to travel a little bit again. I do also want to ask you, and you'll have to kind of bring me up to speed here a little bit, but new crop prices for 2022, are they out now or are they on the horizon?
No, actually, new crop prices for 2022 for sunflower on the oil side came out in toward the end of August. And I mean, that is okay. The earliest I've ever seen new crop come out. Normally, we're out about now, maybe October, but it just shows you, you know, that the industry is very aggressive to get acres in 2022. I mean, when you look at the prices, we're at about $27 to $27.30 on the cash side, and Act of God clause is at $26.30 to $26.75. So some very attractive prices to start out for 2022, and just another sign that the industry is hungry to get acres, and we're hoping to add some more next year.
Well, it is interesting to me, and I'm going to be fascinated to see what happens for planting next year. There's so many different crops. When I do the, you know, look at the crop reports from everything, and you look at South Dakota, and it's about a half a page, three quarters of a page from the NAS service, and you get to Minnesota, it's about same length, maybe a little bit longer. And you get to North Dakota, it's like 2 pages long. There's so many different things growing in this state, and I'm just wondering with the drought this year that we won't see a bit of a jump in sunflowers. I don't know if it's too early to project that, but there's definitely room for more sunflowers in the state.
Well, definitely. You know, the industry folks that I visit with, we would love to see a 25% increase in our acres in 2022, just to, you know, restock the inventory that we're missing. You know, our seed stocks are going to be reported here now this week, and I'm certain they're going to be pretty low. So we need to rebuild those, plus just take advantage of that expanding demand we have for oil and for confection seeds here in the U.S. and in our foreign markets. So 25% would not be out of the ballpark to see added next year and still have very good pricing.
Yep, absolutely. Still plenty of money to be made. Okay, and I didn't get a lot of information on this, but I know that you are currently working with Senator Cramer on a project. Give us a little information on that.
Well, something that we're trying to get into place for 2022, and Senator Cramer and the rest, Senator Hovind, Representative Armstrong from North Dakota, and the South Dakota delegation have been very supportive of trying to get enterprise units by crop type for sunflower. As you know, there are two distinct crops of sunflower. There are the ones raised for confectionery use and the ones for the oil-type use. And for those folks who have enterprise units right now, I mean, you've got a separate APH for your confections and your oils. There's different adjustment factors if there were a loss for the oils and for the confections. You pay separate premiums. However, if they're in that same enterprise unit, when it comes time to determine if there's going to be an indemnity, they combine the oil yield and the confection yield into one. And so what could happen is your oils could have a gain, but in your confections a loss. But based on the amount of gain in those oils, it could negate any kind of a payment you would receive on confections. And we just don't think that that's right, and neither does the delegation. They think that since you have separate adjustment factors, premiums, and what you have you, we should be adjusted separately and have it by type in an enterprise unit, which, as most producers know, that's the most economical way to get the best coverage. And so they're really working with us to try to get this in place for next year, and hopefully we're going to be successful.
Okay. What's the likelihood, John, that change will be made?
Well, you know, normally they announce, you know, changes at the end of November. So we do have a few months here to work with, and hopefully the cloud of our North Dakota delegation will come through here, and they'll see. They did do this for other crops already for 2022. They've announced it for wheat. So, for example, if you grew durum and spring wheat, you would have be able to do that by type. If you do dry peas or if you do dry beans, you can also insure those by type. So we had asked for this 2 years ago. We have been working on this for a long time and just have not gotten the traction. But, you know, with these other crops getting it for next year, now is our time also, so why not?
Who has to make the change? I mean, who's the decision maker on that?
It would be Army, be the risk management agency. They would have to make that
Okay.
change. So,
okay. Well, they've been pretty good lately, so hopefully we can get that done. We got just a couple of minutes, John, left. Anything on the horizon for the National Sunflower Association that we want to get the word out about?
Well, you know, you had mentioned having meetings by Zoom, and hopefully we're going to have our research forum in person this year. That's our goal. That's going to be in the middle of January, the 12th and the 13th in Fargo. And it's a gathering place for all the researchers that do any type of work on sunflower to report their results. It's a great venue for seed companies to be there, for producers to kind of hear what's new and what's upcoming in sunflower. And it's just a very good event, and we're hoping to do it in person this year. So you can have that back and forth and that networking that you just can't get when you've got a Zoom call.
Is that something also that maybe for somebody that hasn't grown sunflowers before or maybe a while since they've done it, they can come and check out the research?
You know, definitely. It's the way to hear what the latest and greatest is going to be out there in the pipeline or what's even coming down the road. I mean, it's a good idea to learn more. And I think for those who have not planted sunflower in a long time, you'll be surprised at how great these new hybrids are and how much they've improved since when your dad planted them or your grandpa planted them. I mean, it's changed a lot. I mean, when you look at a 3,000-pound yield in some of these instances in a drought like this, hey, you got to look at sunflower.
Absolutely. John, is there a website folks can check out?
Definitely. They can go to www.sunflowernsa.com.
Very good. Well, thank you, my friend, for helping us out today, and good to hear the news about sunflowers and the success that growers have been having in the state this year. Take care. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you for having your program today.
Well, not a problem. John Sandbachen, the Executive Director of the National Sunflower Association. We'll be back.